This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers in Iowa are not just talking the talk when it comes to putting in the hard work needed to help advance the ag industry for farmers across the country. They're also walking the walk. And leadership in this industry is provided by everyday farmers who realize that things cannot advance without our help and that the industry can never stay at the current level of the status quo. We talk with the new U.S. Soybean Export Council board member, Randy Miller of Lacona, Iowa, right after this.
March is game time. As our favorite teams are gearing up for a tournament run, Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers are preparing for the spring planting season ahead. The Iowa Soybean Association is ready to team up with farmers to deliver a winning game plan through innovative research, tools, and technical support that maximizes their soy checkoff investment. Make 2024 your championship season by visiting iasoybeans.com today. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
I had the chance to catch up with Randy Miller, the newest member of the U.S. Soybean Export Council Board and a Lacona, Iowa farmer, at Commodity Classic in Houston. And he talked with me about why it was so important for him to be a member of the board.
Well, I've always been one that's, from the time I was small, I was taught to give back. And this is just one more case of being able to give back, serve the farmers in Iowa, and, you know, help promote a product that we grow every day, because if we don't promote it, who's going to?
The board consists of members of stakeholders from all over the soybean industry, from the farmers up to the producers, the crushers, and even the exporters. And Miller also will be taking his time to work with the Soy Excellence Center, and that'll allow him to help him educate end users from around the globe.
60% of our soybeans go to China. That's the main market. Well, it took years to develop that market. And what USEC does is they go into some of those smaller markets and they help grow those markets. So I was also appointed to the Soy Excellence Center, which is five centers around the world that helps teach the users of the soybean product, whether it's meal or beans, how to improve inclusion rates, why U.S. soybean is a better product, a higher quality product than other products around the world. We just work to grow that, to inform, to educate, and help people understand why the U.S. soybean is a better product.
Miller says that this opportunity to serve on the U.S. Soybean Export Council Board will not only provide him a chance to bring an Iowa perspective to the national and global stage, but also is going to allow him to bring a global and national perspective back to the fields of Iowa.
A lot of times a farmer looks at I'm just growing this crop and I hand it off. I sell it and I'm done. Well, this is the connection between handing that product off, and then the next step is for the farmer to help show how he's done that. You know, the end user wants to talk to the guy that raised his crop. No different than the mom in New York City wants to know where her food comes from. The buyers around the world have that same desire, is to talk to the farmer, to understand how we do that. You know, that we care about the environment, that we're conserving water and we're not overusing fertilizer and things like that. They want to know the whole process of what goes into raising that crop.
We have more on our conversation with Randy Miller of Lacona, Iowa, on our website at iowaagnet.com, where you can also find a link to the U.S. Soybean Export Council website to find out what they're doing to promote your soybeans around the world. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have yourself a great Tuesday.